The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Bit of a special preview ahead of the semi-finals this weekend. Semi-final number two is Manchester Thunder against Team Bath. And on this podcast, we hear from the Team Bath camp. First of all, here's Anna Stembridge.
Really looking forward to the weekend and, yeah, delighted that we've made the top four and made semi-finals.
Let's look at that game v Lightning. What didn't work, where every other game you seem to take it with a bit of confidence?
Yeah, credit to Loughborough. I thought they really brought it last night. I think defensively they put us under a lot of pressure in terms of just that tenacity, and that kind of perseverance in terms of that one-on-one dogged defence. I think we just got a little bit tight at times, whether that's tight in terms of letting the ball go or tight in terms of on top of each other. But there was times where we really opened it up, and I think it's just that kind of willingness at times that there's going to be the flow, but then there's also some times where it's going to be probably a little bit more clunky and a little bit more numbers of phases, but that's okay. So just be a little bit more comfortable with feeling uncomfortable.
It was maybe just that one result, but season after season, it's all about getting into the final four spaces, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you look at the league and the fact that the top three teams have finished on the same points, and the fact that it has been determined on goal difference just shows how competitive the league is. The fact that the number four position wasn't decided until a round ago, I think, again, just reinforces that any given day, there's a number of teams that could have been in that top four. And that's the first thing. Like, ultimately, yes, ideally, you want to be number one in the league in terms of your finish point. But also, like, you need to get in that top four. You have to be in it to compete for that championship. And that's the first job.
I think people noticed as well yesterday, you were able to give plenty of players a run out. That was nice.
Yeah, I think we're in a real fortunate position to have real quality across the squad. And the girls are really supportive of one another. And I think, yeah, it was a good opportunity to get different people out there to try some different combinations when we're under pressure. And, again, kind of be really clear and have everyone good to go, ready for the weekend, really.
As fans and followers of the game as well, have we maybe underestimated the work that's been done behind the scenes?
There's a huge amount of work that's gone on behind the scenes. And I think, again, credit to both England Netball and all the clubs, you know, with respect to our franchise manager and our netball coordinator and Alicia and Louise, they've worked incredibly hard to help support and get the squad where they need to be in terms of the off-court stuff and the logistics and making sure, again, it's a safe training environment. I think, you know, we can't forget 6 months ago, it was in question whether we would have a league to play in. And, you know, we're really, really grateful to have that opportunity to play the sport that we love and to compete ultimately for the title.
Have you seen that Tracy Never said that Bath have a world-class coach and they're a world-class team?
I think ditto with regards to Thunder. We know they're a classy team. We definitely won't be taking anything for granted. They've obviously come off to good results and confident and having that momentum going into the semi-finals. And a lot of people have talked around the form that they're bringing. So we certainly won't be underestimating Thunder on Saturday, and we'll be making sure that we do everything in our powers this week to bring our A game on Saturday, really.
I'm speaking to Mia in a moment. She's only come back for the silverware, I joked with her, but how's that been having her back?
Yeah, it's been great. Like, Mia's such a great asset to have, just in terms of that wealth of experience and that knowledge and continuing to put her best foot forward. And, you know, she's been in this training environment for a number of weeks now, and it's just been great. It's great to have Mia. She's, you know, brings good energy, She brings good smarts, and yeah, she's just a great person to have around. She's a good person, a good player.
Going into this game, it is an important game for you all. Is it a case from your point as a coach where players will take on board maybe more advice than others?
Yeah, to be honest, Andy, the squad own the game plan as much as the coaches do. And that's the thing I'm probably most proud of, this group. Their attention to detail, the level of analysis that they do, not only on their own performance, but the opposition that they're going to face, is just quite incredible. They're a remarkable group, and it's definitely about making sure they have clarity and confidence in the game plan, that they have ownership as well. It isn't me dictating to them. It's very much an open dialogue around what is it we need to do in order to play our best, and also then obviously deal to the strengths of the opposition that we're facing. So yeah, the group definitely very much own the game plan that they we try and streamline it as we get closer to the game. So again, it's just around those key headliners. So yeah, I really want to make sure they've got clarity, but they own it as much as the coaching team.
Individually, as well as a team, you've grown throughout.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we have played some phenomenal netball. Like, I've been super proud of what we've put out and the display of netball and the brand of netball that we've played. And I think, you know, we'll be disappointed in terms of the last two performances. But I genuinely feel that this week we'll get our heads down, tackle training head on, and make sure that, again, we step out on court on Saturday, leaving everything out there and, you know, having no regrets. So, yeah, we've had some really good performances, and whether that's individually or collectively, and we've displayed some brilliant netball. And that's what we want to put out this weekend. We want to display the brand of netball that we've put out time after time, round after round, really.
It's been really nice to see that Jess has been at games. Maybe not as England selector, but does you still get cheeky little text at the end of the game saying so-and-so had a good game, or can't you possibly comment?
Hey, it's always good to see my mate in the crowd, you know. And as always, she's the ultimate professional, and our eyes are on her England players and the roses and what's up and coming. And actually, you know, this period of time is really important for her to see who stands up, who responds, who is able to deal with not only their individual matchup, but then contribute to the bigger picture in terms of that unit and team performance. So yeah, it's always great to see my mate in the crowd, and yeah, she's doing a great job, and I genuinely feel she'll do brilliantly as they build towards Birmingham next year.
And obviously Sky, their increase showing everything on YouTube and the increase in coverage as well on the screen. Early days, but I expect there's going to be a fair amount of discussion with the franchises ahead of next season. There's something like this, we can't really go back on it.
No, you're right. It's been brilliant. And it's such an opportunity to showcase the sport, and the fact that, you know, you've got your avid fan that's been able to watch any game at any point, doesn't always have to be live. But then you've also got, with the accessibility, people that might not have shown as much interest before getting involved. And I think, again, there's definitely been that increase in interest, and, you know, we've recruited some new fans and even celebrities commenting on some of the matches. So yeah, I think you're right. We can't go back. We have to make sure we continue to showcase this wonderful sport and ensure that, yeah, the volume of accessibility and the footage has just been brilliant this year.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. I've also been speaking to Abby Robson and the pocket rocket herself, Mia Ritchie.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Let's have a look, first of all, about the fact you're in the semis. How do you feel on a personal level?
I was just looking at Abby there to see if she wanted to answer, because obviously she's experienced many more squads than I have this season. I think from a team bath perspective, it was always the target. And I guess it is for every team to get to a semi-final is something they aim for throughout the season. So to have got there with kind of a game or two to spare was a good achievement. But I think as Serena, I saw she put today, on one of our WhatsApp groups. It kind of goes back to round one because it all starts again now and it begins on Saturday, obviously.
I think this has been a really good season to be a part of. I feel like I've learned so much like personally, but the squad, there's been such a great atmosphere and culture and vibe among us all. I feel like everyone's been really supportive. So I just think we need to go back to that foot into this weekend for the finals and bring that positive energy, and hopefully we can do some really good things.
Because of where Bath's located, obviously every trip to either the Copper Box or up to Wakefield is a bit of a trek. How have you dealt with that?
It's been long, it's been hard, and certainly challenging at times, but I think everyone's just really supported each other and got around each other and done what we needed to do. It's been quite helpful, actually. We've always travelled up the night before games so that we were a bit fresher on game day, so we have time to go for a walk and just clear our heads before the game, which has been good. And I think, actually, we've spent a lot of time as a group, which has been positive, which has turned out some really great performances.
And realistically as well, I mean, just going through the season and just that one loss yesterday was to Lightning. You can't deny Lightning that win, obviously, just because of the kind of season it's been.
I think we all know the teams kind of in top four are a good quality side, and we've played Loughborough on many occasions, both in semi-finals and in round matches. And, you know, we've won some, we lost some, and last night was one of those losses, but I know for sure that the team is going to kind of just forget it, learn from it, because you never know, we might have to face them again this coming weekend. But I think all focus is now on Thunder, because the job right in front of us is the one we're going to have to do. So, yeah, a disappointing loss, I think we would say, but I think now everyone's really excited just to get going and get two good sessions under our belt this week before Saturday.
I think I sent you a cheeky little message, Mia, that you only came back for the silverware, but realistically, what's it been like to be back the last couple of games?
In all honesty, I think it's the people you miss most. And yeah, it's been great just to see the girls again and to be back in that kind of performance environment, because I definitely missed it. And whether I'm in a squad or I'm not, I'm just there to kind of do a job, whether that's on a bench or just at training to keep standards up. Then I'll just do my bit for the team, because obviously I've only ever played for Team Bath. So I just kind of bleed blue and gold. So whatever it takes them to get over the line, I'm happy to do it.
Is there anybody that the pair of you would maybe highlight over the past year that's really almost upped the game?
I mean, I'm a massive fan of Kim Borgia, and I just think her entrance the last couple of seasons to Team Bath has been incredible, and the kind of stamp she's put onto our team, not only in terms of on the court, but her leadership off the court, and just the kind of lady she is. She's a real inspiration to many and just such a good teammate. And I think Abby would agree, but for me, she's a real standout for this Team Bath team, and she's not only become a teammate, but a great friend to so many of us.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kim's amazing, but one of my definitely standouts is probably Tash Pavlin. I think she's been amazing, absolute interception queen, and really shown the league what she can do, and really exciting for the future. So, yeah.
And she got Player of the Month.
Yeah, Tash did. She was the first player to get Player of the Month after some really great performances.
I think everyone would agree, if she was at any other franchise, she'd be a starting seven player, but I know during the match last night, the commentator said she's behind some world-class players in that defending circle. So that's why she might not get as much court time as she deserves. But I think she's definitely one for the future. And again, a great person and an outstanding player.
Tracy Nebb's already said that Bath are a world-class team and Thunder aren't going to underestimate yourselves. That's pretty nice, knowing that she said that heading into the weekend.
Yeah, I think obviously Tracy knows most of the Team Bath girls, whether they're in the England setup or have been previously. And so they would have done their homework. And again, we've obviously played them twice in the season previously, but I think none of that matters now. It just come down to good old rivalry between us and Thunder. We know each other very well, but it's just going to be which team can perform the best on Saturday. We'll get through to that final. So we'll have to wait and see.
How was everybody feeling ahead of the weekend then? All set?
We're ready for a hard week of training. Go hard into those finals. Bring in the energy.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot and good luck.
Thank you.
As we preview that second semi-final, Manchester Thunder v Team Bath, bit of a Team Bath special today. And we can now hear from Kim Borgia and Rachel Shaw.
Obviously, we found out a few weeks ago I think we're just ready for the weekend now, really. I know we've come off some questionable performances, but we've taken a hard look at ourselves, and I think it's a good position to be in, really, going into a final to actually question yourself. So then hopefully we're going to go out there this weekend and show what the true Team Bath performances are like.
The mentality, though, it wouldn't have changed even though you'd known that you would have ended up in top four.
No, I don't necessarily think so. I mean, it might look like that, but we were forever trying to win those games. Where we come from a very competitive franchise, and to lose games back to back is quite unheard of, I guess, at Bath. So we were definitely not. I don't think I'd like to say that we were relaxed going to finals or anything like that, but obviously not ideal prep. But like Rach said, we've had a hard look at ourselves and we're ready to take on that challenge for next fall this week.
Fans outside the franchise will maybe not really fully appreciate what it's been like that season that's just gone. How, I suppose, hard has it been?
Yeah, it's been tough. Right from the start, in terms of the sort of pre-season we had, not having the competition that we'd normally have going into a season of playing all the teams that we face in the league. But again, it's been good for us because we've just been able to focus on ourselves at that point. But then again, the travel that gets put on that as well. So we're going to Wakefield for the first half, which is 5.5-hour journey for us. And then you put the double headers in the mix as well. And the travel with that as well was an hour.
And then I guess as well, just like England girls were in and out of the session to start off with. I didn't get over here until late December as well. So we didn't actually have our full squad fully together. I think it was maybe 1 or 2 weeks before the actual season, because we obviously had a few injuries and stuff as well leading up to our start of the season with Rach.
Yeah.
Coming back from a pretty significant foot injury. So yeah, it hasn't been the ideal preparation, and then just throw COVID in on top. Why not?
And even the little things as well, where it's like the quizzes on the bus behind the masks.
Yeah, it's been a bit weird. I guess it's hard to keep, having that mask on for the duration of the travel as well, when you're thinking we're traveling for 5.5 hours, 3 out, 3.5 to the copper box, and having to keep that mask on, as well as when you start putting that into your match day. So in the changing room, you've got your mask on. At quarter times, you're putting your mask on. Half time, your mask's on. And when you're sweating buckets like we do, it's quite hard to keep that on. And then you've got the bench, they're trying to cheer with their mask on. Yep. So it's been definitely a different way of getting our foot over the line this season. But I think it's been really positive for us. I think we've gelled really well as a squad. I think this is probably one of the best squads we've had at Bath in terms of everyone getting on, being really tight-knit on and off the court. And
camaraderie.
I think we've had to do that with the situation that we've been in with COVID. But there's pros and cons of everything, really.
I mean, we'll do the props to England netball now, Kim, but the sheer fact that they've got something on. I mean, we didn't even know that the season was going ahead, and here we are now at the end of it.
Yeah, I just think they have done a fantastic job as well, and I think a lot of credit goes to the franchises as well. We've had to sacrifice a lot in terms of our bubbles and who we can see, and not being able to see family and friends and all that sort of stuff as well. But they have done a fantastic job making sure that the athletes have exactly what they need in terms of facilities. It's not the ideal situation and not how things would run, I guess, normally, but in a way it's really put netball on the map that we've been able to continue through these awful times, I guess, and competing with those other sports that are, you know, the prime time sort of sports. So to have netball up in that mix is always really exciting for step forward in women's sport in this country.
Did you have any thoughts about returning home yourself?
Oh, look, it was a bit touch and go if I was going to come over, I guess, at some point, because I didn't know if I really wanted to put myself in a situation where I really didn't know what I was walking into. I was assured that Bath was quite a safe place in terms of COVID and things like that, and that things were getting better and stuff. But once I got here, there's never been a
I guess, a moment where I've like gone, I need to get out of here. Of course, I miss my home and my family and things like that, and I am looking forward to returning home, but I've got a job to do, Andy. So that can all wait until the job's done.
Very good. Sky Sport in attracting new fans to Bath and the league in general has definitely been vital this season. Just wondered if the pair of you were getting recognised more, especially from the Amazon delivery guy. Going out shopping.
There have been a couple of times I think we've been sort of like, there was some bloke that walked up to me, I think it was after our first Thunder game, and I was walking to get to my car or something, and some guy literally walked up to me and was like, good game against Thunder the other day. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. I think there's definitely been more talk about it, or just general conversation about the sport a bit more. And I think for Team Bath, we're obviously quite lively through COVID as well, and through the lockdowns and stuff like that. And I was doing a lot of sessions for Team Bath virtually for groups that go below Super League and all of that. And it was weird because someone in Morrison stopped me asking, oh, I'm doing your sessions. And I was like, what sessions? And he was like, oh, the fitness sessions, like the Team Bath ones. I was like, oh, cool. So, yeah, I think people are definitely getting more involved in the netball side of stuff, which is excellent. And it's great to have it on the screens every week for every game, whether that's Sky or YouTube. It's just good to get the sport out there and it being accessible for everyone to watch.
Kim, I've just spoken to Mia, and she highlighted some of the positivity that you brought to the squad this season. Abby had mentioned Tash as well. The pair of you have now got a chance to return the favour. Who's been part of the squad this season that's just maybe gone unnoticed by everybody else, or just brought an extra little bit of sparkle to it?
I would have to say the girl right next to me. She doesn't get the credit that she deserves. Honestly, she's an absolute workhorse on and off the court, and the amount of stuff that she does behind the scenes for Bath and just our team is phenomenal. So this is just a moment that I get to highlight this little human. Also, she's been she's been a rock for me as well. So it's good to acknowledge her.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You can pay me a tenner later.
Rich? You're not getting out of it that easy.
You know what, actually? Sharty. I think Sharty, she may have not been in all the match day 12s and all of that going into games, but she's definitely put us in a good position to go out in these matches. She's tested us on the court at training. She turns over a ridiculous amount of ball at training.
And she's also just good to, if you're not having a great day, she's always good to sort of pick you up and get you through the session and just, you know, she's been a great.
Yeah, she's got good spirits, good vibes. She just wants the team to do well. And I think that's what you need from players like that when it's difficult for them, because they also want to be getting out on court, being in these squads, and it's difficult for them to overcome this week on week if they're not being selected. But I don't think Sharty's wavered at all.
She's her strength.
She steps out on court for training every week and just gives it her all, and she's improving every time she steps out on court, and she's making us work twice as hard as well. Which
she's also just a joy to have around. She's a good laugh. She's got good energy about her as well.
So, yeah, Sharty.
We've seen this year as well, those top four places. I mean, there's no Mavs or Wasps in there. Rhinos have joined the top four, and it's things like that that it just makes the league a lot more fresh.
Yeah, I think it's been very competitive this season. I think it's been the most competitive. Even when you look across the bottom teams as well, they've been competitive in their own way. And you've had some teams starting in the middle of the table that's also beaten some ones that could have got into top four, like Hugh Mavericks and stuff like that. London Pulse have definitely done some damage.
Surrey's win yesterday.
Against Wasps. Like, we can't underestimate.
Yeah, we're talking about that, Kim.
Yeah, we can't underestimate any team in this league now, which I think is good. It's challenging. It's going to get the best out of the players, and it's going to make the sport and the league exciting for the fans as well. And like you said, when you look at the table at the moment, we're the top three are all sat on the same points. So it's been, even though we've been sat at that top for most of the season and now we've dropped third, but it's competitive, which is good. Like, no one knew how this league was going to finish, and we've still got a weekend ahead of us.
Sounds good. Just want to wish the pair of you good luck.
Thank you very much,
Andy.
Really looking forward to the semi-finals at the weekend. Lightning v Rhinos is at 1:30, and the semi-final 2, Thunder v Bath, is from 3:45 on Sky Sports Action and Sky Sports Mix.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.